microwave.
Greg Trefidlo once worked for creative agencies in Chicago and Roanoke, helping to craft ads and other promotional materials. Then he gave that all up to follow his dream, becoming a songwriter. Trefidlo's latest release is Carved in Song.
Paper products. Music has always been very important to me. It's been my way of learning things. I remember as a kid, probably my first influences were things like Pecos Bill and a lot of folk songs and that type of thing. And so it was very important to me to learn through song. And I think that's been a part of my life for forever, actually. Mm-hmm. I started as a folk singer back in Chicago when I was still in high school and used to go up to the up to Rush Street and play at some of the bars and things when I was even like, back then in school.
Who did you pay attention to growing up?
Well, a lot of it, I guess you would say, initially were what you might call the collegiate type groups, the Kingston Trios and Chad Mitchells and people like that. And then, ironically, my wife's older sister, Edie Larson, turned me on to Joan Baez and people like that, and that changed things around for me completely. So, that gave me a better opportunity to really see the not just the songwriting part of things, but an opportunity for just to see the passion and the importance of writing as a way of communication.
Sword on your purple waves of passion, dragging the silver stream.
Your new CD, Carved in Song.
Right.
How many albums is this for you now, in one form or another? I know you've got a group also.
Huh? Right. With my trio, we're working on our 10th album, which will be coming out this spring, with Laura Pohl and Neil Phillips. Trifocal is the name of the group. And this is my 4th solo album, but I've been producing albums for people for decades now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, on our little label, Kira Records, which was named after Laura Pohl's dog, I think we have about close to 40 titles on our label right now.
Carved in Song, how does it represent a progression for you, or what's different about this album, would you say, than your previous solo works?
Well, I hope it has a little bit more depth to it. And I would also say that taking a look at the continuity is in a different way in this album. I try to write as many different styles as I can just to push myself. It's really a challenge to try to write in as many styles as I can. Unlike some people who, you know, they say, you know, I'm contemporary folk or I'm alt country, that type of thing. I like to try to write well in as many different genres as I can. And that's where it's really proven to my advantage when it comes to these competitions and such, because I have a lot more opportunities to put songs in different types of categories and, in many cases, different types of songs to pitch to artists as well.
On the tour bus bound,
Roanoke songwriter and performer Greg Trefidlo has just released Carved in Song, available at his website and at cdbaby.com.
You've won a number of songwriting competitions, and I guess you recently won another for Starbucks of County Down, which is a CD a couple albums back, and kind of a humorous song.
He said she's the queen of the steam machine at the Starbucks of County Down. Like soft ice cream from the dairy.
Yeah, Neil Phillips and a buddy of mine, John C., who's with the Baltimore Songwriters Association. We wrote that a few years back. And that just took first place in the novelty comedy category of the USA Songwriting Competition. And from what I hear, that's a pretty biggie. In fact, I've been getting emails from people who, just out of the blue, thanking, you know, congratulating me and such. And I'm talking about some pretty heavy hitters, like my friend Freebo, who used to play with Bonnie Raitt for 19 years, and a couple of the other country and bluegrass people who have entered that same contest over the years.
You recently played with Tom Paxton, who won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right.
That must have been pretty neat.
It was, and it's going to continue, too, from what Tom says. That was a real big thing for me. I met Tom in 2002. I was attending a a songwriting workshop at what is called the Contemporary Folk Week for the Swannanoa Gathering down in at Warren Wilson College in North Carolina. And we became friends, and he liked my work, and just over the years I kept in contact with him. A buddy of mine down on the eastern coast decided to put together a little, conversation one time, and I said, well, if you were to put together a concert, who would you like to have? And he said, Tom Paxton. I said, well, I'll give him a call. And sure enough, it all worked out, and I asked Tom if I could open for him, and he said, sure. So when I knew I was going to open for him, I said, well, if you need me to back you up on anything, thinking he'd let me sing a song or two, or, you know, play behind him on a song or two. He sent me a CD with 24 songs on it. I did the entire set behind him for 90 minutes. And, in fact, I do have another gig with him coming up on January 8th, 2011.
Wow. He's booked in advance a little bit.
Right.
Now, I know Tom had a comment, Tom Paxton, about your song Talking White House Cleaning Blues,
right,
which is sort of a satirical look back at the Bush White House years, and Tom Paxton said that Woody Guthrie would have loved that song.
Right.
Talk about that song and your motivation for putting that little ditty together.
Well, I lost my job at the end of 08, downsized and out, it was my fate, nothing to wear, nothing to do, so I found a job on a cleaning...
That was co-written with a buddy of mine, a guy named Ron Soule. Ron is the music director for Mountain Stage, and I met him through some of these songwriting competitions. We just kind of hit it off and had found that we had the same kind of humor, and I just came up with that line, and we just bounced that idea back and forth for months, and then actually just sat down, met halfway. We went to Lewisburg. He came down from from Charleston, and I met him up there, and we just pounded that out in an afternoon.
Now I heard the man who lived in the house was eager to leave and get on out back to Texas to clear his head, hanging out on his little spread cutting brush, spending time in his library with his book, coloring.
Carved in Stone, which is a song I wrote with a friend of mine, Cindy Keeling from Villa Park, Illinois. Cindy came up with this basic idea for this song. She has a sister who was in the military. And it's a song about a person who goes to their old hometown and is reminiscing and goes back to the old town square and is looking at a memorial and is basically talking to the memorial and talking to her sister.
Hey, Sally, it's been years since I've had the chance to come back here to our hometown. Been hanging out on the courthouse square by the old memorial there reading names.
Roanoke Valley songwriter, guitarist, producer Greg Trefidlo has just released a new CD. There's quite a few collaborations on this album, too.
Quite a few.
Right. A number with some of your partners from Trifocal, your trio, but a lot of different mixtures here. Is that a challenge like that? I mean, to do something like that?
I love it. Co-writing to me is, I've said sometimes from the stage, it's a lot like a marriage, only it lasts longer. yes, a co-write is a different animal completely than writing by yourself, because you can immediately bounce an idea off of someone and they can shoot it back and give you an opportunity to really come up with a song that is better than either one of you could do to, you know, on your own. And that's what you're hoping for.
Hands over 3 years in the summertime, she's got your eyes, got your steel.
Now, you've spent quite a bit of time in Nashville, correct?
Right.
And you can really kind of feel that influence on this CD, would you?
Yeah.
On some songs?
Right. The first song on the album, State Line Getaway, was written with a friend of mine named Mike Taplinger, who is a writer and a producer in Nashville. That was kind of interesting because when you co-write, I write with as many people as I can. And the idea there being, when you meet somebody and you know how they write, you know what their strengths are, you know what your weaknesses are. So you try to approach this with, you're better at this, so this is what I need help in, and vice versa. But Mike also writes with a guy named Andy Falco, who plays guitar with the infamous String Dusters. So when we wrote this song, State Line Getaway, we wanted to demo it in Nashville. So I said, well, I can get Andy and those guys to come over and work on it. And sure enough, they wound up doing a wonderful demo on this song. And I just said, hey, if we're putting the money out and the time for this thing, maybe they'd be willing to let me use it on my album, which they did.
I think you'll thank me later, and later's coming soon. Soon you'll want to hang me.
So we just took the lead vocal from a guy named Andy Hall, who's their dobro player, and you still have him singing the harmony parts on that. But then we put my vocal on the top of that, and they were more than happy to do that.
You can beg me to stay for another night or day, but eventually I'll ricochet around.
Talk about making that break and pursuing your dream.
Well, it is a dream, and it still is. I mean, this has been an unbelievable year for me. Number one, winning that competition, that USA songwriting competition, and working with Paxton, and the new CD. I'm really happy with it and proud of it in a lot of ways. Oh, another nice thing that's happened, the song I wrote with Barbara Martin, Crossing Over Into the Valley, has just been cut by a major bluegrass performer, Charlie Sizemore, who used to, for 9 years, he played guitar and sang lead with Ralph Stanley. And last night, ironically, my publisher sent me an MP3 of Charlie's version of it, and that's going on his new album on Rounder. A lot of this stuff is paying off, but there are times, well, I left the ad world, the media world, in 1996 and decided that if I'm going to promote anything, it's going to be the music. So I've been working pretty hard on it, and every once in a while you need some type of an affirmation. And that usually comes when you're not expecting it. And that's what this year's been for me, very luckily. But it's a matter of commitment. And it has its ups and downs, as anything. But if you love what you're doing, you know, you can put up with the low times. And so I wouldn't want to, I wish I would have started even 20 years ago considering who I need to know and what I need to know.
Paper or plastic? Microwave.
Greg Trefidlo is a songwriter and performer. His new album is Carved in Song from Kira Records. And Greg, thanks for joining us today on Studio Virginia.
Well, thank you for having me.
Go to gregtrefidlo.com. Trefidlo is T-R-A-F-I-D-L-O. Or cdbaby.com to find his new album, Carved in Song.